Good morning. Good day news on this beautiful, windy day. How much I enjoy. News of the day. Upon the death of the Prime Minister-to-be of the Soviet Union, who died of a heart attack, Koloff, Prime Minister Burnham of Guyana sent condolences on behalf of the Guyanese people, made a news statement that was a great loss to the world. Guyana, under the new socialist mandate from its referendum, is opening a nursery school for 1,000 children. Prime Minister Manley is invited to China and is drawing closer and closer in his relationship to China. He is the Prime Minister of Jamaica. Guyana praised for the offering of 39 youth leaders from former Commonwealth countries to be trained in youth leadership, socioeconomics, to bring answers to unemployment in the Caribbean region. 39 free posts in the beautiful University of Guyana have been offered to students in Belize, Bahamas, Jamaica, Antigua, Grenada, that beautiful island that we all love so much, where the Prime Minister was quite friendly to us there, Trinidad. They'll be trained in all the concepts, social concepts, to eliminate poverty and unemployment. As I said, Prime Minister Burnham sent condolences to Brezhnev on the death of Korokov. Politburo likely to succeed Brezhnev as the General Secretary. One less personality as the Soviet Union is attempting to move away from strong personality figures. Nursery education, as I said, has established 1,000 new places for children. The Guyana government has done so. The charge person over placements is Agnes Jones, who visited here and saw our project. The beginning age will be 3 years. 3 years of age on up. One of the chief clerks of the Guyana Stock Feeds, charged with false entries, which he allegedly collected under false pretenses from the Belida workers. He's out on $500 bail, not yet been tried. Guyana tends to have very fair treatment of people arrested. Very few long jail sentences, and very few that are not given opportunity to make restitution when it's a matter of thievery. Third woman murdered in Berbice in a matter of days. Unusual amount of violence for Guyana. This woman was partially decapitated with cutlass. There have been several murders in the Northwest District. One person traveling through from Switzerland was decapitated in the Northwest District. Theft was the reason. So always keep that in mind, that we do not travel alone. We travel in groups when we have purpose and work to do. This is not common, but it is growing due to unemployment, that sort of thing. the economic dearth that U.S. imperialism is causing all over the world. Because capitalism is a state of disarray, and these countries that are not aligned suffer naturally while the economic market of capitalism is in such an upheaval, and it will remain so until its collapse. 100 students from the Amsterdam Work Study will be touring various projects. They got certificates for outstanding work and for demonstrating high socialist principle. Norman Manley, as I said, is drawing his country, Jamaica, closer to China. 25-member party now in Jamaica under the Deputy Prime Minister of China will arrive in Guyana tomorrow to offer aid to this beleaguered country that is still maintaining a non-aligned course. Cabinet Minister Mingo, one of the high government officials that meet with our people weekly as our liaison person, said the USSR was unable to come through significantly due to its prior commitment to Jagan, and the opposition People's Progressive Party, that USA is an opportunist nation that will give nothing without trying to get a stranglehold on the country. So Guyana does not want to get under USA. But China has offered significant economic aid and assistance with no strings attached. As I said, the Cabinet Minister Mingo said it may be that China feels her need for friends as she lost Albania, and China yesterday moved out all of her technical advisors and all personnel that was assisting in Albania because Albania has moved from a very strong pro-China course to now a very strong pro-Soviet course. Trinidad, a massive fire through an industrial estate has caused great damage. It is not known whether it is sabotage by left elements unpleased with the capitalist government of Trinidad. The Egyptian-Israeli U.S. talks in the medieval castle of Leeds, 30 miles from London and Kent, is in the second and final day of discussions. Mediation was attempted by USA. U.S. hosted the cost and expense. There will be further talks continuing. The last six-hour session, the Egyptians have declared nothing has happened, and they say, the Egyptians, that there will be no indication on their part given because of this waste to indicate that there will be any further talks. So the Israel-Egyptian Near East situation, the pot is still boiling. Syrian armed forces are still on war footing in Lebanon. At this time, Egypt got none of its requirements. USA had put demands on Israel, but Israel has the bomb, which is a dangerous element for world peace. Israel was supposed to give the West Bank back to Jordan, the Gaza Strip to Egypt, and withdraw from Lebanon, and turn over its conquered territory to the Lebanon people through the United Nations peacekeeping forces under the black general Erskine from Ghana on the west coast of Africa. India, flooding continues from the monsoons. Hundreds of thousands of people will die. Rescued victims with all boats available through nations surrounding Southeast Asia have been called to give assistance. The flooding may well affect 1 million people before it's finished, and 100,000 to 200,000 can die. 1 million will definitely, over 1 million will be homeless. Seems that this beleaguered nation of India is always plagued with flooding, or famine or something. A nation, it's the next largest in the world. China is over 1 billion, and India is approaching 1 billion. So one half of the world's population is in China and India. Japan, the Red Army, radicals blocked their new airport again. 8,000 injured, 6 killed as riot police shoot and fire into the crowds. Airport had to be guarded by 7,000 riot police. In total wartime security, as Japan rocks and reels with the power and force of the Red Army organizing farmers and other working class elements to bring down the government of Japan. Japan is a major capitalist power. If it were to fall, you could depend that capitalism would fall all over the entire world. So I'm sure that the USA in time will beef that force up. Japan has not made yet a call for assistance because she is a capitalist nation that distrusts other capitalist nations because she's Asiatic. She has been following protectionist policies, which she says that she will abandon only if the USA will stop importing so much oil so that her dollar will be strengthened and Japan will not have to bail U.S. dollars out so much in the future. Bolivian elections, July 9, meddling was done by the army and the president, the left president that would have won, is on a hunger strike in a foreign embassy. He said he will maintain his hunger strike so that the whole world can know that Bolivia is under the hands of imperialists. He was defeated in the elections, present 56 and in 60, but he was defeated in what was considered a likely opportunity for the Bolivian left to get a government at least moderately representative of the people, but the military interfered. Know where Bolivia is? It's on the South American continent. Ecuador, strange and miraculous breakthrough, allowed the socialist and communist candidate of the left to be in the runoff. He got votes only next to the Republican conservative president who had ruled Ecuador for many years, that party, under the military. But this is a radical backed by the communist parties and socialist parties of Ecuador. He'll be in the runoff elections in a few weeks. Let's see if the military will interfere again and the CIA and U.S. imperialism like they have in Bolivia, Chile, and elsewhere. Argentina, in spite of the brave Argentina workers threatened with treason, subversion, which they can be killed by the state, jailed for 20 years, the general strike continues, and slow down in all other areas of work where there has not been a general strike. The military fascist government has cruelly tortured people for months. People have disappeared by the cloak and dagger operations of that military government brought in power by the CIA. Nonetheless, the workers are resisting, and the South American continent is boiling for change. Prime Minister Trudeau announced in the closing minutes of the Summit Economic Summit Conference being held in West Germany at Bonn that he wants to remove his dependency on the USA and develop relations with the various countries of Europe because he feels it is unjust and unfair for Canada to be so dependent on the USA. We're glad for that brave public statement of Prime Minister Trudeau, who was openly, years ago, socialist. He started the first trade with China, a grain trade, and opened up the first major negotiations with the Soviet Union. for an exchange of cultural, educational, and trade programs. International terrorism has been strongly indicted, as you know, by the countries cooperating, the seven major capitalists. Any country that assists terrorists, they put strong indications that South Yemen has, the Democratic People's Republic, East German socialist nations, and others of the socialist bloc, and the Arab Independent Socialist, non-aligned socialist, but any country cooperating will be made to pay a significant price, was the announcement of the leading capitalist nations trying to save their capitalistic system in a summit meeting in West Germany in Bonn. There will be no air flights allowed in or out of any nation cooperating with what they call terrorists, or those who are seeking by armed struggle to free their nations or their people. There will also be economic sanctions and boycotts placed against any nation that cooperates in any way with terrorists, because they feel that those who advocate armed struggle are now beginning to endanger capitalism's balance and make a real inroad into its stability. Over 2,000 casualties have been reported by the Cuban radio to have occurred in recent battles defending Argentina and Angola against the CIA and the imperialists from USA and her lackeys who have tried to bring down the free governments. The Cuban radio, the only voice of socialist freedom in the Caribbean Sea, has said that there is no backlash from the people of Cuba. We are willing to put our lives on the line in defense of liberation everywhere. State Department protests the conviction of reporters. New York Times reporter and the Baltimore Sun, who were convicted of slander and libel against the Soviet television network by accusing them and the government of the USSR of cooperating using coercive methods to get a false confession out of someone that admitted their guilt. It was from the Ukraine, admitted their guilt in doing acts of subversion against the Soviet state. The protest has taken more significant form and more dangerous form. President Carter has ordered the closing of TASS news agency in San Francisco. TASS gentlemen there had been kindly to our people. All news agencies will be closed in the San Francisco area. The Soviet Union is also promising to take action if such does occur, if it is finally carried out. As of this early morning hour, it is not clear whether they have been ordered out. TASS is the news services of the Soviet Union, but that was what was stated by Carter would be done. It is a strong reaction that we're seeing, strange reaction, overreaction, overkill, that endangers world peace. I said the San Francisco offices of Soviet news agencies are ordered to be closed. And in retaliation, the USSR, the main correspondent for TASS, said it was unfair to send Soviet news representatives home from San Francisco. Russians have only expelled two men for breaking specific Soviet laws, and the same consideration should be given to Soviet journalists, that they are safe and free to move about, to do their work of reporting of the news, unless they break USA's laws. TASS said there's bound to be repercussions that will be felt around the world if the President of the United States carries out this action. Continuing with the news, Senator Brooke, trying to get back in the good graces of the ruling class of USA, right-wing Senator Doyle said publicly to the Senate body and in a nationwide interview on television before the apathetic and gullible public of the USA that the USA should stop all strategic arms rotation talks, all trade and commerce. Senator Brooke is a man who was recently found guilty of perjury because he was black. It was made public smear in magazines and newspapers throughout the USA. Thus, according to all pollsters, affecting his opportunity of being reelected, very strongly affecting his opportunity of being reelected this fall. Now he's appealing for the strong Jewish community, the right-wing community in Massachusetts, by taking a very strong right-wing posture and being co-sponsor to a bill that is likely to pass, which is madness, to hinge world peace, control of nuclear weapons, disarmament, treaties to stop the spread of nuclear weapons, which we call nuclear proliferation. It is insanity of the highest degree to hitch all these important things for the peace of USA, where U.S. citizens, over half of them, three-fourths of them, would be dead in 20 minutes in a nuclear war. It is madness of the first magnitude to hinge such important talks on the fate of two individuals in the Soviet Union who the Soviets say were spies, and USA say they're so concerned about their human rights. But we still don't hear Senator Brooke, light-skinned black, say one damn word about the tens of thousands of blacks and Indians and poor whites whose human rights have been destroyed in prisons in USA, whose dignity has been violated, who live as prisoners in ghettos of every city in USA. Senator Anderson entertains a resolution before the Senate this morning to ban the Olympics from Moscow. What a megalomania that the Senate of the United States thinks that it can cause all the nations of the world to stop the International Olympics, which is participated by all nations, socialist and capitalist alike. These are dangerous signs of people in the last days of an overextension of power and expansionism and confidence, which is not warranted in the freaky period, the dangerous period of the nuclear era. Senator Byrd, majority leader of the Senate, is still demanding radio interview after radio interview for the dismissal of Andrew Young, the only real black person in cabinet, the Young ambassador to the United Nations. Andrew Young demanded to be resigned. Floods of mail coming into the Congress and the President asking for his dismissal or his impeachment. Bishop Abel Muzawewa, one of the three black sellouts, the only three that are in the white regime, a fascist Eon Smith in Rhodesia, spent Tuesday on Capitol Hill in a city that's all black. Strange that he can get around without any interference, urging the senators to lift economic sanctions, restore military trade. Blacks, he said, when they finally do get power, which Eon Smith is fraudulently claiming they'll have representative power next year. Uncle Tom sellout Bishop Abel Muzawewa, head of the Methodist Church, said that that government would inherit economic disabilities and liabilities that would make it impossible for it to continue. Bishop Muzawewa said that Carter is afraid of the Office Organization for African Unity. He made charges of Carter. The Anglo-American peace proposal that says that the Patriotic Liberation Front must be included, he said, is unacceptable. But at the same time, Eon Smith, the racist leader of Rhodesia or Zimbabwe, accused the big three Okotam sellouts, including Bishop Muzawewa, of not doing anything to bring about a ceasefire and of destroying the likelihood of any peace coming for the transitional or the interim government in Rhodesia. Musarewa, when asked about Andrew Young's speech, said that where Young had mentioned that Ian Smith was responsible for the massacres of the children and the villagers there. Andrew Young had made that statement. Bishop Musarewa said, "I hope you don't believe that fellow or take that fellow Young seriously." It came at a very poor time when a black so-called respected religious leader attacked Andrew Young when he's already under fire from every quarter. I mean every quarter. The Miami Herald has called for his impeachment. Said anyone saying the presence of Cubans stabilize Africa is capable of supporting the worst enemies and terrorists who throw bombs even against USA. Miami Herald has been considered a reasonable liberal paper. Another paper, well, it named so many papers I couldn't keep up with them. The Washington Post said Andrew Young said no one is in jail for criticizing, they said, the Washington Post said no one is in jail for criticizing the U.S. government. But perhaps there are those there because of being poor. It accused Young of threatening world peace and affecting the national security. The end product of a totalitarian state. Young should know better that all anti-government sentiment is not allowed by totalitarians, and Young was knowingly, it was the mildest critic, Young is knowingly or unknowingly aiding our enemies. New York Times and St. Louis Dispatch both condemn him. His condemnations were strong. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch said he is an enemy of the government and the people of the USA. Louisville Courier-Journal attacked him in the most vicious terms. There's really a smear and press campaign whipping up. Always the U.S. use the capitalist press, newspapers, and television. They're armed to destroy people. They always sick them on first, like they did with Andrew Young, like they did with, they're doing with Andrew Young now, like they did with Huey Newton, like they did with Synanon, and of course we know as People's Temple. The communist government of East Germany were condemned by USA for interference in the airways with freedom of movement. It appears that the East German communists are becoming nervous about infiltration, said USA government over Voice of America. But strong and stringent measures will be taken for whatever provocation, I don't know, that East Germany now is supposed to have done. The U.S. is threatening, in strong terms, the East German nation. I suspect in the middle of all this hell, we'll have an earthquake before too long. Maybe even this month in California. Maybe San Francisco will feel that. Carter refuses already agreed upon computers that have been bought by the Soviet Union for the sole purpose of peace and news reporting. They have been banned in retaliation for Soviet so-called treatment of their dissidents. They're trying to dirty the Soviet Union like they dirtied our image. We had been known as a helping hand for all liberation causes. So you remember how they had to make us look like we were wicked and denied rights, human rights to our own people, that we had to beat people and torture people and so forth. They've got the same line for individuals or nations. So People's Temple should feel honored. We rate highly. They've put us on the same level of attack as the greatest socialist nation in the world. Because now the USA is trying to dirty the image of the Soviet Union because they know the Soviet Union has won an image in Africa as being on the right side of every liberation cause. The freedom of black people struggling so many generations to have their own continent that belonged to them, that was their place of birth. And the Soviet Union was getting too good a name in the eyes of the world, and maybe even the eyes of black U.S. youth. So they're dirtying her name every minute on the radio. Part one of Carter's five-part energy program failed to get through the Senate. A bad sign now that USA is going to have to restrict oil imports, and there'll be no oil for all the pleasure driving, and even oil to keep people from freezing to death in the winter. Already people freeze from lack of heat. I wonder how the public and the Senate's going to react to these new proposals. All who want to trade with Russia in oil, technical equipment, now, says the Carter administration, will need export licenses, and according to the BBC and the Voice of America, they will not be granted. Should sale of any areas of scientific technology, computers, be attempted, it will be considered an act of subversion. So I guess USA is going for an all-out trade war. An all-out trade war. I hope they know what the hell they're doing. They don't, of course. That's someday they're going to go too far, and the shit is going to hit the fan, and there'll be nuclear war that will melt the cities of USA to fervent heat. Congress now has voted down Carter's proposals to guarantee people the right of hospital care. Congress voted down, instead passed a watered-down version saying, asking hospitals to voluntarily. That's like asking like a fox to voluntarily give up a rabbit. That hospitals are being asked to voluntarily control the rates. Even the health and education cabinet head in USA, Califano, called it a sham and an affront to the American people. There will still be unable, over half the American population will be unable to go to a hospital to get good care in their hour of need, said the Health and Education and Welfare Department of the U.S. government. State Department opposes Congress's resolution, headed by Senator Helms, to put a ban against trade, to lift the ban, rather, against trade with Rhodesia, which the Okotom Bishop Muzawewa is apparently about to achieve by visiting all the senators on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. But the State Department said this will absolutely discredit the USA in the eyes of the Organization for African Unity and all the African nations, whether they are capitalist or socialist, will have no respect for USA and not trust her again if she goes along with Senator Helms' proposal to lift the ban of military hardware going into the fascist regime of Ian Smith in Rhodesia. Being that we talked about Jamaica and its pro-China turn, Prime Minister Manley, Norman Manley, socialist, is going to be going to China for an extensive visit and establishment of trade agreements. Perhaps China and all nations look after their own interest, are taking the advantage that USA is quite preoccupied with Africa to move in and make footholds in the Caribbean. She established firm trade agreements with Trinidad, as you've been hearing in the last few days of news. Where is Jamaica? It's an island in the central Caribbean, 500 miles south of Miami, Florida, 90 miles south of Cuba. It tried very hard to go pro-Cuban. It had many Cuban educators and doctors in Jamaica. But there's been a great deal of resistance because the one thing that Guyana has an advantage. Under Prime Minister Burnham, they nationalized 90% of their means of production and distribution, all their major factories. But Jamaica never got that done. How was it created? Part of an ancient mountain chain. Original settlers were the Arawak, ARAWAK Indians, later completely massacred by the Spanish, the whites who came to the island searching for gold, not long after it was discovered by Columbus, Christopher Columbus, that we were always told to love, by the whitewashing, brainwashing of USA schools, press, and all of the representatives of its filthy government. The Spanish were driven out by the British. Imagine, a whole people were wiped out, completely slaughtered. All of the inhabitants, the original Arawak Indians, the original inhabitants of Jamaica were completely massacred, slaughtered. Genocide has always been the role of the white man, the Christian, the oppressor. The Spanish were driven out by the British, the white British, in 1655 after a series of battles in the mid-17th century. When you say 17th century, you mean the 1600s. What is the size of Jamaica? Only 4,244 square miles. You can see how much larger Guyana is. Guyana is 20 times larger than Jamaica, with much less population. What is the population in that small area, 20 miles, 40 times, rather, 20 times smaller than Guyana? Is over 2 million. And in this beautiful country that has all fertile soil, there's less than 1 million, only 800,000. Of the 2 million in Jamaica, 76.8% are African, 14.6% are mulatto, white and black Afro-European mixture. Only 0.8% are white, mostly European. 0.6% are Chinese. Other races, 7.2%. 19.8% belong to Anglican Church, the Episcopalian, or the Church of England. 19% are Baptist. 11.9% are that ridiculous, racist Pentecostal Church of God out of Cleveland, Tennessee. 7.2% are Roman Catholic. 6.7% are Methodist. 5.1% are Presbyterian. 17% socialists believe in no religion at all or God. And there's 13.3% that belong to an ancient religion, the name of which slips my mind, animism, that goes back to African roots, and its whole move, its whole purpose is a back to Africa concept. It's out of the great doctrines of Marcus Garvey. He was, of course, deposed to Jamaica and had to spend his last days there because the ruling class circles of USA, white circles, came down on him with smears in their newspapers and finally arrested him, charged him with crimes, convicted him in kangaroo courts, and made him live out the remaining days of his life in Jamaica, separated from his family. Who rules? The island operates under a British-type parliamentary system with a two-chamber legislature. There are 60 elected members in the House and 21 members in the Senate, 13 of whom are appointed by the Governor-General on the advice of the Prime Minister, while the remaining 8 are appointed on the advice of the leaders of the opposition. But, gently, who really rules in Jamaica that makes the socialist government of Jamaica and Prime Minister Manley in great danger? The major aluminum producers really rule, who own and operate Jamaica's rich bauxite mines. Here, the bauxite mines are owned by the government, the people. But these rich owners of the industries there, including Alcan, A-L-C-A-N, Kaiser Aluminum, Alcoa, Reynolds, Revere, R-E-V-E-R-E, and Anaconda, A-N-A-C-O-N-D-A. Also the United Brands Company, white capitalist, which, although it no longer directly owns Jamaica banana plantation, buys in quality from the island's growers, thus controlling prices and production. So even though it has a socialist government, its likelihood of succeeding is about that of Chile, because the land, the major means of production, the bauxite mines, and the means of distribution are owned by the multinational capitalists, the monopoly capitalists in Washington, D.C., coming out of USA and Britain, her lackey. Jamaica's economy is in great trouble. Tourism has decreased because of a number of people in the Back to African movement who take violent stands every now and then against white tourists. And prices for many food exports have stayed relatively low, while the prices for imported manufactured goods, oil, and foodstuffs have soared way out of control. Again, Guyana has had a measure protecting themselves that way under the wisdom of the Prime Minister, Burnham. He has controlled imports. Certain things don't come here. We have to produce them so that the dollar flow of Guyanese money, wealth, does not flow out. With more than 90% of the population of African are mixed white-black descent, the social divisions tend to follow economic rather than color lines, although some status attaches to being lighter than average in skin color. Prime Minister Manley is a very light black, for instance. The dual standards that exist in wages, public services, work facilities, personal relationships, and criminal justice are leveled mainly at the poor sectors. The middle class is small, and the vast bulk of the population is poor. There is a minimum of 30% unemployment due to the manipulations of the big multinational monopoly capitalists. There is vast urban poverty, and the cities are ringed with slums. Scuffling, it's called scuffing, local term, S-C-U-F-F-L-I-N-G, scuffling, local term in Jamaica for scrounging. A living is an accepted way of life among the poor, who rely on their extreme or extensive family connections to get by. There's a strong sense of family in Jamaica. The rural power, poor, frequently have a little plot of land, possibly shared with another family or relations, which may provide a bare subsistence living or a small income. The Rastafarian sect, that's the sect I was speaking about, is a uniquely Jamaican group of black nationalists. They are over 13, nearly 14% of the population, who desire a return to Africa and who refuse to involve themselves with Jamaican society. They will not beg, preferring to be self-employed or unemployed rather than take charity from Jamaicans. They never cut their hair, but twist it into long banks. They have believed in the divinity of black leadership. For instance, they regarded Haile Selassie. Strange twist as it is, because the Rastafarians are socialists in much of their concept, but they considered Haile Selassie, who was deposed in Ethiopia by the socialists, to be a form of divinity, from whom to whose title Rastafari, T-A-F-A-R-I, comes their name. Many smoke ganja, marijuana, for religious purposes. Marijuana is Jamaica's third largest export, after bauxite and bananas, even though it's illegal. The capitalists deal in anything. Plots of it are cultivated in the mountains by whole villages, but it also grows wild all over the island. In a beautiful climate, that island is, but it's misery and slums. You'd know how beautiful Guyanese cities are if you saw the slums of Jamaica. Cutbacks in Mexican exports have increased Jamaica's production of marijuana. Thus ends the reading and commentary of the news for today. No Jamaica, it's coming into the news. I thought I would give you something of Japan, but it is possible that you've had enough, probably. It's about 35 minutes of news, so we'll leave that for today. I like to bring things in to account when you can relate to them in the news. I think I will go ahead for someone that might be interested in Japan, because there the Red Army, the militant form of socialists, have an upper hand today as they block the international airports and are willing to put their lives on the line. You know where Japan is located, of course. Another word for it is Nippon, N-I-P-P-O-N, or Nihon, N-I-H-O-N. Is an island chain of about 500 islands that forms an arc along the coast of East Asia. The southern end of Japan is 125 miles from the southern tip of Korea. Japan's northernmost island is less than 30 miles south of the island of Sakhalin, S-A-K-H-A-L-I-N, now a part of the Soviet Union. How created? Official legends of Imperial Japan claim that Jimmu, J-I-M-M-U, Tenno, T-E-N-N-O, a descendant of the sun goddess, established the Japanese nation in 660 years before Christ. Nevertheless, his supposed descendants, members of the House of Yamato, Y-A-M-A-T-O, unified the islands in about 200 years after the death of Jesus. The current emperor, Hirohito, H-I-R-O-H-I-T-O, descends directly from that dynasty, and they believe that Emperor Hirohito was the sun god until World War II, and that was required that he be deposed as a person of worship, but also